The other lesson from the demise of Elliot Spitzer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Behind the drama of a governor laid low by his expensive sexual appetite is another story not getting nearly as much attention, that being the story of how he got caught. It wasn't a suspicious spouse dispatching a private detective to hide under the bed. It wasn't a disgruntled employee tipping off the vice squad. No, it was the bank. The bank noticed something odd going on in Spitzer's bank account. And in fact, banks are required by law to notice odd things going on in bank accounts. Not just in the bank accounts of politicians, but any bank account. Now, most people know that anytime you withdraw or deposit $10,000 in cash, the bank has to report it, which is why people with large cash needs tend to withdraw a few dollars less than that. But the law, as it turns out, is very flexible. The law anticipated that bad guys, like terrorists, might try to evade the law, and so in addition to requiring banks to report cash transactions of $10,000 or more, it requires banks to report transactions of less than $10,000 that appear to be structured so as not to look like they're for $10,000 or more, when in fact they are. It's called structuring, and it's what alerted the feds to Elliot Spitzer. In 2006, in fact, banks filed 15 million currency transaction reports and a million suspicious activity reports. But it's okay because it's certainly putting the kibosh on high-end prostitution. And, with any luck, it'll catch a few terrorists, too. Especially if they get in bed with aspiring singers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.